USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I want you to know our nation's going to defeat this terrible China virus, as we call it.
President Trump delivering remarks in the Rose Garden at the White House. The president holding his first event since revealing his COVID-19 diagnosis 9 days ago. President Trump continues.
And we're producing powerful therapies and drugs, and we're healing the sick, and we're going to recover, and the vaccine is coming out very, very quickly in record time. As you know, it's coming out very, very soon. We have great, great companies doing it.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin are continuing to discuss a new stimulus plan over the weekend. Pelosi telling her Democratic colleagues, though, that the $1.8 trillion offer from the administration was one step forward and two steps back. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards will be touring the area around Lake Charles by helicopter on Saturday to get a first-hand look at the damage caused by Hurricane Delta. David Fries with Entergy says the storm impacted a much broader area of the state than Hurricane Laura, which hit just 6 weeks ago.
Even though the storm made landfall not far from where Hurricane Laura made landfall, it took a little bit of an easterly track that then affected more Louisiana.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden hitting the road on Saturday. The former vice president campaigning in Pennsylvania. On Friday, Biden was in Nevada reminding everyone to early vote.
Early voting right here, right at this spot. So come back next weekend, bring your family, and bring five friends.
The former vice president also having some fun with some of the entertainment going on around him.
I got a couple people I'd like you to lasso. You ready to move? I need to take you to Washington with me.
Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
To be hacked or not be hacked, that is the question. USA Radio Network's Val Dior explains.
C-SPAN host Steve Scully claims his Twitter account was hacked after a tweet showed him reaching out to outspoken Trump foe Anthony Scaramucci went viral Thursday night. However, resurfaced tweets show that Scully has a history of blaming hackers for unpopular social media posts dating back to 2012 and 13. Even President Trump joined in on the skepticism Friday, tweeting that at Steve Scully got caught cold. Scaramucci is a former White House communications director. Steve Scully was set to host the now-canceled presidential debate on October 15th.
Offering a little more insight on this story, Fox News Sunday host and moderator of the first debate, Chris Wallace, believes Scully is a stand-up guy.
Steve Scully is an honorable man. He's a fair reporter. He says, and the commission says, that he was hacked. And until it's contradicted, I'm going to believe Steve Scully. He has a very good reputation in this business, and I find it hard to believe that he would be lying about this.
A federal judge is blocking a directive from Texas Governor Greg Abbott that limits ballot drop boxes to one per county. Several left-leaning groups filed suit over the directive, saying it would suppress voters in larger counties. Judge Robert Pittman agreed with the lawsuits late Friday. Please follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.